providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
KER Report, KER Politics. You know, Jim was in Washington, D.C. last weekend. That was a week ago. And came across some very, very interesting things. He was there for a board meeting, if I'm not mistaken, for a financial advisory company that he is a member of the board of directors. And what I'd like to ask you, Jim, is I know you guys talked about where the economy is going, where it is right now, and what impact that's going to have on the country. What did you guys come up with in that area?
Yeah, so we had the Investment Company Institute, which is basically the association for all mutual funds.
Right.
You know, it's very, very, very large organization with, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds of major funds, including, you know, Fidelity and BlackRock, Vanguard are all represented there. Their economist and their government affairs people spoke to our board. Mm-hmm. And we've got a member of our board that sits on one of the senior members of the overall ICI council. So luckily we were able to get some good insight. Some of the things that we talked about on the economic side, the real problem with inflation, the core inflation numbers are just not looking good at all. And as we are facing, you know, kind of the legacy issues of the high fuel prices, the transportation distribution issues, and of course, you know, the amount of government money that's been pumped into the system, you're facing a very significant dilemma. And I will tell you that the economists had expected, and most economists expected, that the consumer, the inflation numbers for Tuesday morning were going to be relatively flat, similar to what happened in the previous month. And he had said, well, you know, you may see the market go up, but ultimately we're talking about core inflation issues and the long-term impact of some of the, some of the problems with housing and the real difficulties with rents. And of course, the problem with this labor market. When he said that on Monday afternoon, I was somewhat, you know, questioning whether or not the numbers would come out right. In our discussions, I thought that we may still see a higher increase, and of course we did. And we had, you know, this unbelievable 1,200 point drop in the Dow, Nasdaq, and you know, we're talking, you know, 4% and 5% drops in the major markets.
Yeah.
And we've had, you know, a fairly weak week, lower week all week, including today, which it's Friday as we record this. So those core inflation issues are going to force the Fed to continue to take action. They're going to try to slow the economy, but the economy is having very big challenges already, Al. And
let's talk about some of those challenges, Jim.
Yeah, so, you know, you can't find labor.
No.
A lot of people have left the workforce. They're not going back into the workforce, and then there's a lot of jobs that have been available. Simultaneously, as you see a slowdown in consumer purchases, which is really out of consumer CPI and out of this inflation number, the wholesale price index, you see people are slowing down, that industry is slowing down their purchasing and preparation. So we're looking, you know, we had two consecutive quarters of GDP decline. That's technically a recession.
Yeah.
And we're going to see more problems with that. So the labor issue is people aren't going back to work, and then people can't find workers to go into work. And that's going to cause a problem. And I think some of the numbers have been a little bit, they're a little bit fraudulent. You've got dual working families. You've got some people that are out there doing it. But these problems, the labor problems, are going to exacerbate the inflation issue because it's going to force wages up.
Yeah.
And when wages go up, some of these businesses, you know, they can't hire people, or if they do, they have to pay them more. And we're going to see, this kind of like eat its own cycle, you know, it's just get worse and worse.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that it's a very interesting, it's a very interesting omen for the election that's coming up mid-year here in November, I guess I should say, of 2022, and more importantly, what's going to happen in 2024. The economy in my neck of the woods, for lack of better terms, which used to be your neck of the woods, is absolutely abysmal right now. Small businesses continue to be shuttering their doors, not shuttering, but shutting their doors. Many of the restaurants are closing up around here because people simply, they simply cannot hire help, number one. And the cost of their of food to them has gone up about 30%. And consequently, many of them cannot pass that cost on to the, for lack of better terms, their customers. So it's pretty grim up here right now. The only thing that's looking fairly good and that the administration keeps crowing about is that energy costs are down. Fuel costs are down a bit. They're down here. Gasoline is down to probably in the neighborhood of $5 a gallon. For regular, but that's really not making a big difference to people, Jim.
Well, it's still up about 50% from this, you know, this time last year.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's pretty significant. And what, you know, let's talk energy, because a lot of people think that because the war in Ukraine's over, and they think the war's over. I actually had some very influential, powerful investment types with, you know, a lot of experience this last weekend in Washington thinking, oh, yep, war's over. It'll be a couple weeks. It's done. Well, that doesn't change what the Europeans are doing to break away from the Russian influence over energy.
Yeah.
So that's going to continue to be a problem. So that's going to put pressure on energy. And, if, you know, you talked before the last break about, you know, what do we do to solve, you know, to kind of get us out of some of these problems? Well, the first thing to do is to open the spigots up on U.S. energy production. You know, the Biden administration with these green agendas have really stifled domestic energy production. But if we could increase energy and gas and then increase exports, we could reduce the pressure on the Europeans and lower our prices, which would, in fact, probably help some of the transportation distribution issues, as well as potentially lower some of these rising inflation costs. The problem is they're spending more money to go more green and to actually cut off energy, because that's kind of the policy. That is the policy right now, the underlying policy, social engineering policy that the Biden regime is pushing forward with. And it's incredibly damaging to the economy and to people, because there's nothing to fill that gap. And the people that suffer the most are absolutely the people at the bottom end of the economic spectrum.
Yeah.
And that's what's really going to, I think, going to come back and slap them right in the face.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Unless we have a miraculous recovery, I have to say, at the polls, I think that the left side of the aisle is very definitely going to suffer much more than they ever thought that they would. But that remains to be seen. Jimmy, typically, how is the firm that you're involved with right now as a member of the board of directors? What are you guys telling your clients?
Well, you know, so I'm an independent trustee for the investment trust. So the people that manage the funds, I'm not part of that, and I don't want to actually take credit for doing that. But a lot of people, you know, and the management there is just saying, hey, look, equities for inflation is where you go. You hold equities for a long period of time, eventually they fill it out.
Yeah.
You don't want cash. You're losing money in cash, of course, and you don't want to, you know, completely pull out at a deep loss.
Right.
So, you know, the challenges out there are where to find that money that will be stable for a period of time, because we know across the board we've had significant losses in most of the markets. And I would recommend, I mean, you know, from my perspective, you need to get out and actually spend a lot of time researching what you're going to do and get solid assets, you know, real estate, some things that are going to last that actually can ride the inflation curve.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to take a real quick commercial break here. We're going to be right back to close up KER Politics. It certainly is an interesting week.